Hello, it's Wedge here from Killerbox Communique, my ongoing exploration into good communications and intranet best practice. You can find me at killerbox.net or on Twitter, I'm Wedge. And I'm thinking about intranets as I often am, and it's about engagement. That's what I'm thinking about now, because I will be hosting a webinar on user engagement later on in November, and I shall invite you. You're invited. I'm getting better at webinars, I hope, I think they flow a little bit more. I think I've got the hang of working with a live audience, and I thank Audioboo for that, because talking to you through the medium of Audioboo gives me a great deal of time and helps me work out what I'm saying and that sort of thing. So engagement, user engagement and the intranet. So the first thing I want to knock on its head is the idea of this idea of a user, as if they are a subset of people behind the screen that we will engage and we will work with through the screen. They are our users. I'm a user. You're a user. So actually, it's just people, isn't it? These are our audience member, our audiences, members of our audiences. These are our colleagues. These are our workforce, our people, our staff, our partners. So yeah, user is a difficult phrase for me. I sometimes say end user rather than stakeholder, depending on how I'm feeling about the people I'm working with, the clients I'm working with. But yeah, user. It's like user-generated content, UGC. Do you have any user-generated content on your intranet? Well, yes, actually, because humans made it. We're all users. So I'm a user. I publish stuff on behalf of the company. It's user-generated. Oh no, I meant official stuff and informal stuff. Yeah, well, let's talk about formal and informal content. But I digest. We're talking about engagement, but I don't think my webinar should focus on engagement programs that perhaps HR run continuously or when a company is struggling with motivation. Engagement is often about discretionary effort. That idea of a person putting in an extra hour, going the extra mile. Wonderful ideas. Staff loyalty and retention, reducing turnover, reducing training costs. Having people feel good about working harder. I'm all for all of that stuff, really. And I think the intranet can be part of engagement activities required or necessary for company culture. I think all of that stuff is good. It's not what I want to talk about with my intranet focus, though. There's something about having engaged content authors and contributors, because you don't want them to have the training, whap up a couple of Word documents, and then go, oh, well, you know, I've done my bit. I have communicated, it's published, it's done. We want people who are engaged with how their colleagues use the content, how best it can be formatted, how best it can be presented, and you know, search engine optimization. Yes, inside the firewall, SEO, inside, on the intranet. We want people to care about how people will, what's the word? Interface, human-computer interface. We want the idea of, you know, you're publishing for a purpose, not a dolphin, a purpose. It's for your audience, it's for a business purpose, it's for everyone's benefit. So we want engaged content authors, and we also want engaged readers. I say readers because there'll be a larger percentage of people who cannot publish formal content on the intranet, but they can probably, or possibly, I hope, publish informal content, snippets, knowledge management details, knowledge sharing, comments, reactions, discussion forums, conversations, threaded status updates. This informal content is also incredibly valuable. It's possibly incredibly valuable for a period of time, a week, a day, 3 weeks, but it's incredibly valuable. It's real time, it's now, it's how we work together. So we want an engaged workforce, or we want a workforce that's engaged with the intranet, because it's a collaborative or communication tool. And if people don't know about the features and benefits, if people don't know about what the intranet can do with them and for them, then they're just going to assume it's an internal website with news on the front page. So that's not it. We want an intranet, which is actually a tool. It's actually a platform for everyone in the business. So that's what I'll be talking about on my webinar, and I shall audioboo again and let you know about the invite and everything. So find me on Twitter, I'm Wedge, or check me out on killerbox.net.